Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1650. Reject the everyone has debt mentality by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you from the best personal finance blogs on the web, with the author's permission, of course. For now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Reject the everyone has debt mentality by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. Recently, Ben, a nice-looking fellow who works at an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico, wrote a detailed story about how he and his wife repaid $90,000 of debt. Their debt didn't include a mortgage. It consisted of car loans, credit card balances, student loans, and a $10,000 bank loan to pay for their wedding. Ben's story included a powerful sentence, which he uttered the day he tallied his debts. Quote, "I knew we owed some money, but I assumed this was a normal part of living in the real world." He goes on, "Everybody has car loans. Everyone has credit card debt. Everyone has student loans. But it wasn't until I added all these balances up that I knew we had a problem." End quote. Not to harp on Ben, he's done a great job cleaning up his finances, but I hear his premise repeated enough that it's time to put an end to it. Let me be clear. This mentality, the everyone has debt mentality, is dangerous. There's an idea that it's okay to carry debt because everyone else is doing the same. I call this the normalization of debt. Trent Ham, author of The Simple Dollar, describes the same experience when he spiraled into $20,000 of debt. Quote, "We had a gorgeous dining table, but it was stacked full of credit card bills." End quote. Like Ben, he also made a respectable income, but spent more than he earned because he believed it was normal to do so. The normalization of debt. I'd love to be able to tell you that this normalization is a myth. Carrying debt is abnormal. Unfortunately, the statistics say otherwise. The average American household carries $10,700 in credit card debt, according to CNN Money. This actual figure is in question. WIS-TV in South Carolina says the average household credit card debt is around $15,000, while television personality Clark Howard cites the average personal debt as $24,775 for residents of the 20 largest U.S. cities. On the other hand, 46% of Americans say they're suffering from debt-related stress, according to USA Today, which means the majority, 53%, are not. That doesn't mean they're not in debt, however. It just means they're not stressed about it, either because they have a plan in place for dealing with it or because they're not paying attention. The cost of missed opportunity. But just because everyone seems to have personal debt doesn't make it any less atrocious. Imagine that you have a credit card balance of $10,000, by all accounts, less than the average US household, and an interest rate of a meager 10%. Good luck finding that rate on a credit card. With payments of $200 per month, you'll need 65 months, almost 5.5 years, to pay it away. Worse yet, you'll cough up over $2,990 in interest. Now, let's imagine you have no debt. You save the same $200 per month in a Roth IRA retirement account, which you invest in a mix of 70% stocks and 30% bonds. After 5 years, if the market performs on average, you'll have $16,000. The debt in the first scenario costs you more than a mere $12,990, the balance plus interest. Your $10,000 of debt costs you $16,000 in lost opportunity. Look at it another way. For every dollar you spend, you pay $1.60 in missed opportunity. For every $10 you spend, you're really spending $16. Who cares if it's normal? Is it good? The question people should be asking themselves isn't, is it normal to have this debt? But rather, is it good to have this debt? Sometimes the answer is yes. If you have no way of going to college other than carrying student loans, there's a chance that those loans will be good debt for you to carry. The average college graduate earns $1 million more than the average person with a high school diploma over the span of his or her lifetime. That statistic, of course, is skewed upwards by college grads in high-paying professions like neurosurgeons and chemical engineers. Let's use some conservative assumptions. You earn half of the average that most college grads get. This means you earn an extra $500,000 over the span of your lifetime as compared to a high school grad. Over the span of a 45-year career, that means you earn an extra $11,111 per year as compared to a high school grad. That's like the high school grad making $30,000 while you make $41,111. It's reasonable. Let's also assume you paid $50,000 in student loans and interest. For every dollar you borrow and invest in your college education, you'll earn $10. In this case, debt can be a good thing. But when buying consumer items, like a car or a wedding, the answer to is it good is almost universally a resounding no. You and your soulmate will be together forever, regardless of whether or not you have a gorgeous wedding. You can just as safely leave the house in an 8-year-old car or a brand new car. Unfortunately, most people haven't figured this out, which is why you should stop listening to most people. Reject the normalization of debt. Focus on making good choices, not common ones. You just listened to the post titled "Reject the Everyone Has Debt Mentality" by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This article had me reflecting back on my own attitudes about debt while I was digging myself into a hole. In addition to the notion that everyone else was doing it, I think my biggest problem in my 20s was simply that I wasn't all that aware of my financial situation. I knew I had some debt, but it wasn't until I ran my free credit report and looked at everything collectively that I realized I was actually $30,000 in debt. That certainly created some urgency, but if I didn't get curious, I might still be blissfully unaware. The other way I justified debt was by thinking that I'd be making so much money one day that I could just pay off my debt later, and my lack of saving and investing when I was young wouldn't matter. I mean, it's great that I had confidence in my earning potential, but it's also a god-awful strategy. I had no idea about the power of compound interest and definitely lost out on investment gains in my younger years. But the thing is, everything is figure outable. Even if you're getting a late start, for me, I started at 28 years old. You can fix this, and you can change your mind about things like the normalization of debt. Did you know that Paula Pant, who wrote this article, is going to be hanging out with us at the Economy Conference in Cincinnati this November? Paula is going to be participating in a panel discussion we're doing to close out the show, alongside J.D. Roth from Get Rich Slowly, Joe Saul Sehy from Stacking Benjamins, Kirsten Saunders from Rich and Regular, Nassima McElroy from Financially Intentional, and Pete Adney, also known as Mr. Money Mustache. Tickets are available at economyconference.com. And remember that economy is spelt with an M-E, not an M-Y, because I'm so clever. And don't forget to use code OFD, and that's in all caps, for a 10% discount. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.